I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Everybody tweeting me right now saying, you better not spoil Spider-Man. I'm not spoiling Spider-Man.
See?
Yeah. Well, you spoiled Succession.
I mean, it was... They're different between a TV show and a movie, I think.
Why? People will anticipate with, you know...
Because everybody... I assume if you're a big Succession fan, you watched Sunday night. Didn't you watch Sunday night?
No.
Really?
I had a game. I think a lot of people watch football on Sunday nights.
Got a little nugget here. Rams injury report shows Aaron Donald knee, Greg Gaines hand, center Brian Allen knee. Good to go versus the Seahawks tomorrow.
Okay, Greg Gaines has been a really important part of the
really
Ram
good.
Defense. He's been really good. Now, let's talk about the Rams.
And we should say Jalen Ramsey has also been cleared to play.
So the Rams played that unbelievable game in Arizona, looked really good. They're going to play tomorrow against Seattle at SoFi. If the Rams win, they will have the same record as Arizona. Now, it's complicated. I sent it to you last night, Mace, but Arizona has the tiebreakers over the Rams. They split their meetings this year. So head-to-head, you go to in-division record, you go
right
to common opponents. Arizona's ahead on all of those. But I think the Rams can finish with a better overall record than Arizona by the end of the year because Arizona has to play the Colts next week.
And the Cowboys after that at Dallas.
So I think the Rams can win the division and maybe get the 2 seed.
Yeah, Arizona finishes Colts, Cowboys, Seahawks. It's a pretty rough road.
And the Rams play the Cowboys in a game that could matter for seeding, right?
Yes. Yes. The Rams, meanwhile, finish, let me see, off the top of my head, they finish Seattle, at Minnesota, at Baltimore, and home to San Francisco.
Oh, so they don't play Dallas?
No Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, the San Francisco game worries me, because the Niners have the Rams number.
Now, interestingly, the Rams have the Seahawks number. We'll see tomorrow, but the Rams have, Sean McVay's been unbelievably successful against Seattle.
And this game... It would now, but Seattle has Russell Wilson back. They may not have Tyler Lockett, which he's been Russ's favorite weapon, even more than DK Metcalf. So we'll see. Lockett's in COVID protocol. He could come out before the game tomorrow. So there's a lot of possibility. By the way, how are you feeling about fantasy? You are 2 games in last. You need to win this week. You're down 35-5, but none of your guys have played.
Yeah, no, I've got everybody still to go.
Did you see what the computer projects?
No.
Your team, last place Mace, yeah, which you call Silence of the Rams.
Silence of the Rams.
Is projected to score 57 points.
Yep.
Your opponent, 58.
One brow man.
And Mason, and for those of you who aren't following this, Mason at the beginning of the year, he had finished last 4 out of 5 times. He said, Ireland, I am not finishing last. I am so confident that I'm not finishing last that I will shave off one of my eyebrows, one and only one, if my team finishes last. And after 14 weeks, this is week 15. We have 15, 16, 17, and 18 to go. Or no, 15, no, the 14, 15, 16, 17, right? This is the end of week 14?
Yeah, week 14.
Mason is dead last by 2 games.
By 2 games.
So you really have to get a game here.
One brow man.
You don't want to have 3 weeks left and be dead last. Now,
here's my big decision to make, by the way, John. Left eyebrow or right eyebrow? That's my big decision.
I can only raise my left eyebrow. Can you raise both?
Oh, my eyebrows are multidimensional.
Okay. Raised right now.
Yeah. I think you got to go right. The left eyebrow is a key facial feature. The right eyebrow.
How do you say that? Why would your left eyebrow be more important than your right eyebrow?
Try and raise your right eyebrow. Can you do it?
Oh, I can't raise either one.
I can do just my left for some reason.
Right?
Hmm.
Left.
Oh yeah.
Which
yeah.
Which one is the racing stripe on?
Left.
Then you got to do the right.
Oh, so leave the racing stripe.
Right.
We've done stupid eyebrow stuff this year. We really
Lisa
have.
Used to work with this woman. I think I can tell the story. Lisa used to work with this woman who had. She had permanent makeup for her eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. People have permanent makeup. Yeah.
You could do that.
No.
Take a Sharpie and just color it in.
No, I actually already looked into like movie makeup.
Yeah.
And you can buy like an actual fluffy eyebrow that you can stick to your
get
forehead.
Eyebrows like Eugene Levy. Like big eyebrows. It could be a
Eugene Levy eyebrows.
Remember there was a comedian named Rip Taylor who would wear
well,
a toupee.
I don't
want to
be
joke.
Rip Taylor.
Do a different eyebrow every week and make it a bit. It'd be very funny. It could be your thing.
A different eyebrow every week?
Yeah, like do blonde one week.
Yeah, right.
Do bushy one week. Do a Sharpie one week.
Sure.
What do they say? What, Jorge, they said it's going to take at least 3 months to grow back.
3 to 4 months, yeah.
Yeah,
3 to 4 months.
You got 12 to 16 weeks to do the bit.
God, help me. So did you happen to see the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl? I don't know if you watched the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
I did not.
But did you see some of the stuff that Jimmy did during the game?
No, I heard he made Laura Rutledge eat a big sandwich.
Okay. So Jimmy Kimmel, the mascot for the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl was the Jimmy Camel. And it was an actual big camel costume. And so the camel was in a race with, I guess, Oregon State and Utah State, whoever that was, their mascots. And Jimmy Camel won the race.
Okay.
And immediately afterwards, there was Laura Rutledge with Jimmy Camel. And he leaned over the railing and threw up green vomit into a pool.
Okay.
Jimmy Camel threw up.
Now,
during the ESPN broadcast. And Laura Rutledge said, smells like pizza.
Now, wait a minute, though. But the camel was a fake camel, right?
Oh, yeah, it was a fake. No, it was, yeah, it was.
So
no,
was
they
it
did
human,
not parade a real camel down.
Was it human vomit?
No, it was like bright green, like slime kind of vomit. It was very funny. And then, you know, Jimmy's got that rivalry with Matt Damon that's been going on for years.
Did Damon to show up?
Damon was there, and every urinal at SoFi Stadium had a urinal cake with Matt Damon's face on it, which I thought was genius.
Yeah, that's very good.
I mean, if you're going to do a bowl game, if you're going to do a meaningless bowl game, why not have some fun with it?
Yeah, we should do a Mason and Ireland bowl and have like two. Could we do it with the two teams with the worst records in the country?
The two worst teams in the Pac-12.
Isn't there some rule you got to have 6 wins to get in a bowl game? Could we get some type of waiver to work around that?
Yeah, I think our bowl, you can't win more than one. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe we can have it played at like St. John Bosco or something like that.
Yeah, right.
I think that stadium's...
Yeah.
It is probably too big. You're right.
It's Amanda. Probably too big for this game, yeah. Boss Amanda's here. Hey, Boss Amanda, jump on the microphone there. Boss Amanda's here today. Yeah, come on in. Boss Amanda's here. She's celebrating the holidays with us. She's in studio. There we go. There's Boss Amanda. It's just going to be screwing around this week. I promise you people. So Boss Amanda, how are you?
Hold on.
Oh, there we go. We're playing some Christmas music. Hey, Boss Amanda.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how hot it is?
Yes,
in
please.
No, here's it. Okay.
No. I literally opened the door to come into the studio, and I was like, "Is this what hell feels like?" Because
Welcome.
I'm suffocating and my eyes are burning.
Okay, so when I got here, it was like 6 degrees in the studio, so I cranked the heat up, and now it feels like Costa Rica weather.
Oh, no. This is bad. This is really.
What's
bad.
The temperature say?
76.
See, I had already pushed it. Yeah, I had pushed it up to like 71, and you went even further.
I'm actually getting a tan.
I keep it at 66 when I'm there.
Yeah. No, it was super cold.
Yeah, I don't go above 68.
So, Boss Amanda, what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm spending it with my family.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah. And how do you think things are going around here? Now they're turning the heat down. Yeah.
Thank you. I literally, my eyes are burning.
I get it. So why Santa Slee? Why not Santa Mace?
It doesn't sound good.
Santa Slee?
Yeah. Rhymes with Santa Key.
Yeah. But why are we rhyming Santa Key with Santa Slee?
Actually,
there's no reason it has to be
if
Key.
If we're going to be honest, it wasn't my idea.
Oh, is that was not no. you?
I think, no. Amanda, tell me if you agree with this theory. I think Morales picked Sliwa because he knew he could find him whenever he had to record bits.
Well, I mean, Morales was involved, and I think part of it is, I think some of it was the bit, right?
Right,
we
right.
We knew
right.
that Slee was not very jolly.
No, he's the opposite
he's not
of
very
jolly.
Funny.
Yeah.
He's very, you know,
he's
I'm
very
serious.
Mockable.
He's very dry.
I'm seriously.
Very dry.
You
very
know,
dry.
Take me serious. I'm a serious talent.
Yes. Yeah. He's very dry.
So
he's a very dry human being.
I think part of it was the bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Do we have any updates on the Mandy Awards? Like, do we have voting...
Numbers? No.
Voting
no,
numbers?
No. We won't know anything until the day of.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you, Maite.
Vote for Jorge. That's right. The campaign. Right. You can vote at 710awards.net.
Also known as Georgie Boy.
Yes, so.
And who do you not vote for?
Don't vote for Lara.
There you go. Don't vote for Lara.
I love that.
So cute.
How do you feel that your guys' chances are for best show?
Zero.
I think
Zero
we're
going to
win. I think we're going to win. I do. I feel comfortable. All the polling suggests that we're going to win.
And we all know how reliable polling can be.
Yes. Who do you think is your stiffest competition?
Stiffest competition, I think, is probably... Who do you think, Ireland?
It's Sedano and Cap.
Keyshawn. It's Keyshawn.
Is Key on there? Did we put Key on there for best show?
I believe...
No, not best show.
So.
Oh, he's not up for best show. You're right.
No, it's just the three shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he left us. He's a traitor. He decided to leave.
Yeah.
So
know. There's either Travis and Sliwa or Sedano and Cap. Now, I'm a big Cap guy. I'm a very big...
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm a big Cap guy.
He actually isn't.
I know. He's saying it with a straight
face.
I'm looking right at him right now.
I'm a big robe guy,
which is a super big deal now. I got one of those robes. Do you want mine?
Yeah, I would like... He promised me a robe.
I don't know if mine will fit you, but I'm happy to let you try it on.
Yeah, I would.
And if you like it, you can keep it.
I would love a robe.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's my gift to you.
Do you never wear a robe?
Oh, I wear robes all the time. This is not a robe that I would ever want to wear.
Okay.
It's very stiff.
Ireland, are you a robe guy?
No.
God, they're so good.
I like soft, plush robes, though. Like ones that like you get out of the shower and it's cozy.
It's cozy. Okay. And this isn't a cozy robe?
No. It's stiff.
Yeah.
It's short sleeve. It's short. Like, there's nothing cozy about it.
It's like a karate gi.
Yes. It looks like, or like a smoking jacket.
A smoking jacket, like Hugh Hefner kind of thing?
Yeah, but it's not, that's like the cut of it, but it's not silky.
Do you think you should take control of Kaplan's Instagram feed?
Why?
Because
it sucks?
He shares too much.
Oh, you think he's an overshare?
He overshares. Ireland, you would not believe, you think I'm on Instagram? Kaplan will put anything out there.
Is there a naked picture of him under a waterfall?
Technically, no.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, oh, I mean. Yeah.
But there are pictures of him in a robe. There are pictures of him doing stupid stuff, dancing, singing.
I think he wants attention. He's definitely desperate for attention.
Who wants attention more, me or Kaplan?
That's close.
Ooh, that is close.
It's a very tough race.
That is close.
That's a psychiatrist's dream.
I think actually Kaplan wins.
I think he might edge you out.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Ireland, believe it or not, I do think Kaplan is more badly in need of attention than I am. And that's saying something.
Do you think that's because he's like, you've been in this market for a long time?
Yes, correct.
And he hasn't.
Correct.
He's new to the market. And so
he's desperate to make a mark.
He is. But do you think he's going about it the right way?
I think he's coming across like a goof.
But he is a goof.
Correct.
So
I think
he's only being himself.
Yeah, his brand is similar to my... It's not... He's not full strength, but he's similar to my brand, I think.
I don't think you're as goofy, though.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not as goofy.
No.
Like, I would never put a picture of myself out wearing a robe like he has done.
Like, so if
repeatedly.
I give you my
You put
robe,
a picture of yourself out naked. That's worse.
Yeah, underneath water.
Underneath water!
Yes, that's worse.
Wait, you were
naked pictures
in that picture?
Are worse
yes,
than
I
pictures
was.
On robes.
As God intended!
I only, like, scrolled real... I was, like, scrolling through Instagram, and I saw it. And then Morales actually was like, did you see Mason's picture? And I was like, yeah. You were naked?
Yeah.
Wow, that's brave of you to post that photo.
Saw nothing. Ireland, how many pictures do you think I posted in Costa Rica?
How long were you there?
A week.
Three.
No, I would say one a day.
That was
seven.
A yes.
Yeah, three is correct.
Oh, so wow.
I'm not.
Well, that's because I follow him, so I'm okay. Like, I only remember a couple.
Yeah, there's
so
only.
It wasn't that many.
There's only
you
three.
Share, you didn't share a lot.
No, I didn't.
I felt like you shared more on your previous vacation than you did on this
correct.
Vacation.
Like, once you've seen a ziplining photo, you've
yeah.
seen a ziplining
yeah, yeah,
photo,
yeah.
right? You don't need
but,
another
But, you know,
one.
This time it was like, oh, you haven't seen me nude under a waterfall, so hey, you know what? I'm going to post this
yeah,
one this time
yeah.
because that's one you haven't seen before.
Correct. Well, I want to remind, since you're here and since you're the namesake of the Mandy Awards, I want to let everybody know 710awards.net vote for the Mandy Awards. And the date of that ceremony is
February 6th.
February the 6th
yes.
at Quiet Cannon in Montebello.
Montebello.
And a lot of you guys already have tickets. It's going to be a total blowout.
A lot of people have tickets. I do believe at some point, though, we will be hopefully doing some giveaways.
Do we have enough room to give away tickets?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, we wish you, you're an excellent boss. You're one of the finest bosses.
Thanks for kissing my butt.
I will say the best boss I have ever worked for.
He said that to the last four
bosses,
Amanda.
Yo, his nose is growing as we speak.
And we wish you the most blessed and beautiful holiday season to you and your family.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to the two of you.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Coming up. Yeah,
no more nude.
Last
you,
one.
Amanda. I don't
last
need
one.
A no nude Christmas photo. You and some garland
that's
or something.
That's the Christmas gift that no one wants.
Me and garland.
Him with
strategically
some garland
placed.
Around him.
Yeah.
Hiding, peeping out from behind the Christmas tree.
Yeah. All right. Tell you what. Coming up next, John. There is a. I want to play this. This cracked me up today. There's a BBC newscaster who retired this week, and he signed off in the most fantastic way ever.
Okay.
That's coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
At your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Who's singing this?
That is Nat King Cole's version there.
You should let him.
I saw that coming.
That is my song, by the way.
No, that's Nat King Cole's song.
Yeah. Of all the Christmas songs, that's the one I do the best. We used to do a Christmas carol sing-off here.
Yeah, that was a contest no one wanted to hear again. Hey, Bergman, the Raiders are going right down the field against
the
Browns.
They are.
Nice.
$27,000 on the line.
Yeah.
By the way, I've got the
okay
Raiders
here.
And laid the points as part of a 9-team parlay.
Yeah, you guys might be okay.
I need that one.
Still the first quarter. Let's not get too excited. Still the Raiders.
So, Ireland, there was a guy, and I don't care what his name is. There's a guy on the BBC who retired after a long and successful career.
For people who don't know, that's the British Broadcasting Company. It's the London is their big
correct.
Headquarters.
And Jorge, do you have his listen to his sign off? It's worth it. Just ride it out.
That is it. All over. I have been so lucky and so privileged to share so many Sunday mornings with you. The wonderful Sophie Raworth will be taking over now, and then who knows? Now, these shows are never just about the person whose name's on the tin. They're also about the fabulous team behind them. So, as the titles roll, just take a moment today to look at the names of all the people who really make this happen. We will end with Geneva and Konya, two of the Kanye Mason family musicians, playing us out on this final program with some specially arranged music. I have been wondering how to close this final show, but I can't do better than quoting my great mentor. You stay classy, San Diego.
That's awesome.
I love that. Stay classy, San Diego. Still, one of the, you know who doesn't get the movie Anchorman? Bergman, you're not an Anchorman person, are you?
No, not at all. Not really.
I love that movie.
It's such a great movie.
It took so long. I mean, the lines are funny, but the movie itself is...
So, this is interesting. I don't know if we've talked about this or not. You know that Will Ferrell,
who starred
as Ron Burgundy in Anchorman, and Adam McKay, who wrote and directed it.
Yeah, they've had a falling out.
And you know what the falling out was over?
Go ahead. I do, but go ahead and describe.
All right, so there's a new Lakers series called Winning Time. It's based on Jeff Perlman's Showtime book.
Yes.
And it comes out in a couple of months on HBO Max. And Will Ferrell wanted to play Jerry Buss. And not only did Adam McKay shoot that idea down, but he asked John C. Reilly, who's Will Ferrell's best friend. They've been in a ton of movies together. They were in Step Brothers. They were in Talladega Nights.
Right.
They're really good friends. He asked John C. Reilly to play Dr. Buss and never told Ferrell. Reilly called Ferrell and said, hey, man, I just want to let you know about this because I know this is something you had your heart set on, but they gave it to me. And now Adam McKay and Will Ferrell don't speak. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. Now, in fairness to Adam McKay, I've seen the John C. Reilly version of Dr. Buss, and there's definitely, I mean, you can definitely see it.
Yeah, the trailer for that show looks really good. The Lakers aren't crazy about it because they don't have editorial control, but they can't stop it because it's based on a book. But, you know, so it'd be like if somebody did an unauthorized Mason and Ireland movie, but didn't let us have any input.
I would welcome that.
There's a comedy next year from Mindy Kaling about an office workplace that's like behind the scenes at a basketball team.
Yeah.
And the Lakers are working with her on that.
Now, that one is about, isn't that a two, God, I'm trying to think who that is. Mindy Kaling?
Yeah. And in one of the people that produced Modern Family.
Oh, and that's a Netflix series.
Yeah. And, and so that one does have the support of the Lakers. The Showtime doc, I keep saying Showtime because that's the name of the book.
Yeah, right.
The HBO Max series, the one that John C. Reilly is in, does not have the support of the Lakers.
Got it. Yeah, I personally, first of all, I think they'll both be great.
Yeah, I'll watch any of them, so, you know, bring it on.
Yeah. Do you think there's any chance, I don't know, I may have to save this question until next week, but It's in my head. Do you think there's any chance that the Lakers will make a radical trade and trade Russell Westbrook?
I don't, but that doesn't mean it couldn't happen. I think they're committed to Russ and what these guys are trying to do, but Rob Pelinka has said many, many times that the only thing that matters is winning a title. So if he thought that there was a deal out there that would help him win, I guess theoretically it could happen, but to answer your question, I don't. I don't think that they're going to trade Russ.
There are all kinds of rumors. I'm sure you've seen this stuff. There's all kinds of rumors on the internet every week.
I think, I'll just ask you, what would you expect in return?
The one that's buzzing a lot is Ben Simmons.
Yeah, don't see it. Touchdown Raiders, by the way.
Hey!
Edwards.
Hey, what do you think of that, Bergman?
I just don't think we're going to get anything in return.
What about Ben Simmons?
See, I don't think... Why would Philly want Russ?
Yeah, what? Russ is just generally a disappointment.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a team that you can take. He has a very big contract. Yeah. So, I mean, there is the whole dancing of the lemons that you talk about.
That's unfair to label Russ a disappointment because he's actually gotten better.
Right, but the whole thing is a disappointment.
Right. The whole thing's a disappointment, but I think it's unfair to blame him. I mean, it's the defense is the main thing that nobody wants to talk about. But he's not a great defender. But he's not the one getting beat more than – there's other guys on the team getting beat more than him. And with Anthony Davis being out, it's a completely different team. You know, we said from the beginning, the number one thing was health. And so they got to get Anthony Davis back if they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs. It sounds like they will. That injury could have been much worse. It could have been, you know, year-ending. But it's not. He'll be back in 4 to 8 weeks. So
That outside number, 8 weeks.
Well, they're going to I just threw that out there. They're going to reevaluate him in four. Maybe at the end of four, they'll say he's good to go. But, you know, I just say 4 to 8.
So a month is basically 14 games, I think.
13, yeah.
13 games. Yikes.
But Russ has been actually pretty good lately.
Here's the thing. In 877-710-ESPN, you can jump in at any time. I just don't think the idea of Anthony Davis was, here's a guy who post-LeBron can anchor your franchise.
Right.
I don't think a guy as fragile as Anthony Davis can anchor your franchise.
Well, it's hard to stand up for him in his current condition when he's going to be out for a month.
And last year played 35 games.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. His durability is definitely part of what you get with him, but there's just nobody else that has his skill set. Like, the closest thing is Giannis, but Giannis doesn't have his shot. But AD is elite defensively. He's great in the post. He probably takes more threes than you'd want him to, but over his career, he's been okay from out there. The one thing that you can point to, and it's hard for guys like me to defend, is his durability.
Yeah. I mean, your number one, what is that expression? Your number one skill is availability?
Right.
That's what you need first?
Yeah. Which, you know, LeBron has always been great at, but AD, you know, last 2 years. The year they won the title, both those guys were, you know, dialed in. So that's why they won the title.
Yeah. I know it's the holiday season, so I don't want to be depressing, but I just don't feel good about this Lakers team at all right now. What are we, 16 and 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a slog, man. It's going to be a slog. And I don't feel like, I don't feel like a championship is in the cards here.
Well, not if they play like they're playing now, but they've got time to get it right.
I mean, the idea was it's championship or bust. We're playing for the next, this season as opposed to next season.
The only team, like if you said I had to bet all my mythical money, and I never bet on the NBA.
Correct, never bet on the NBA.
But if I had to bet all my mythical money in a series in the Western Conference playoffs, other than the Warriors and the Suns, I think I'd pick the Lakers. I think I'd pick them to beat Utah, pick them to beat Denver, pick them to beat, you know, who else is going to be
Utah?
There? Memphis?
You'd pick them to beat Utah?
I would. Utah last year didn't even make the conference final.
Yeah, I don't think they're as good as any of these teams.
Right. Now, they're not. But they could be by the end. And in a playoff series, LeBron and AD and Russ are all going to play 40 minutes.
Yeah, I just don't know what that adds up to. We haven't seen it enough to know.
Who did Utah lose to last year? Did they lose to the Clippers? I think they did. I mean, Utah's just, you know, they're a team built for the regular season.
Yeah, I don't see the Lakers playing with the cream of the West. I don't see them playing with the cream of the West. It's disappointing. It really is.
So far.
877-710-ESPN. We'll get some calls in here coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN. 4 to 8 weeks.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
No, I mean it. I mean it this time. I'm officially rebooting my life. 2022, John. Gonna cut some weight. Gonna spend more time at the gym. Spend a little less time with the Podieska.
I believe the part about the gym. I don't believe the part about the weed.
Well, they kind of go together, right? I mean, less Podieska means more gym.
Does it, though?
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, not really.
Yeah.
let's hit up the phones. Let's go to Ed in Granada Hills. Ed, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Fellas, thank you for taking my call. John, I'm usually with you. I'm a big Laker apologist myself, but the gig is up with AD. I love the guy. He brought us the ship, but the thing is he can't stay on the court. The best ability is availability. That's what Mace was trying to say earlier, and I'm tired of defending the guy because he's not doing it for us, and we just got to keep it way too real.
All right. Wait, you're already ready to give up on him?
I'm ready. I'm done.
He's 28. Yeah, you're giving up on him too early, man.
Can't stay on the court at 28.
Yeah, you're giving up on him too early.
Can't stay on the court.
Well, it's easy to say when he's out with a serious knee.
Well, it was easy to say last year, too. I know. I detect a trend. I detect a trend. By the way, I love that guy. What Mace was trying to say.
Yeah.
That is what I was trying to say.
That's probably true.
Let's go to Ken in Newport Beach. Our buddy Ken, what are you doing, man?
Hey, guys. CDM says hi to you there, Mr. Ireland.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, my son's graduating this year. Wow.
Excellent.
Two things on AD. First off, he's missed 18 games a season, and this will be his 10th year in the NBA. This is not an anomaly. It is a trend. The other thing is, he put on 20 pounds of muscle. I got a trainer friend of mine when I was watching the game and complaining, and he goes, hey, you put on more muscle, it affects your touch. He went from 30% three-pointer to 17% free throw.
Yeah.
85% free throws to 75%. Obviously, it's affected his touch, and he's still getting injured. I don't think Westbrook is the problem. Clearly, it's AD, and they got to decide what they want to do with the future.
All right, but Ken, he still averages 24 points and 10 rebounds a game. You know how hard that is to find a guy who can do that in the NBA? I think we take him for granted.
Well, we do, but there's not enough on this team unless he's scoring 28 and making three-pointers, and LeBron is playing. I mean, 11 new players, only one of them is worth a darn. And 10 of them will be gone next year. They're all on one-year contracts.
Yeah, all right, but let me ask you guys something. Thanks, Ken, for the
thanks,
phone call.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Appreciate it, man.
Let me ask you something about this. I asked Frank Vogel something the other day after the Minnesota game where they played really bad.
Yeah.
I said, hey, do you take a game tape like this and make everybody watch it and point out everything they did wrong? Or because it was such a weird day where six or seven guys went into protocol, Anthony Davis got hurt. How do you treat a game like this? And Frank said, horrible game, horrible day, throw it out.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Do you?
Yeah, you don't have your complement of guys.
Right. I can't overstate what a weird trip this was off the court with the – you know, all right, so I'll illustrate something for you. So we're in Dallas.
Right.
We get that great win where Austin Reeves hits that shot in Dallas. We spend the night there on Wednesday night. Thursday morning, we get up and we take a test. We take a COVID test, and then we get on a flight to Minnesota. When we land, as soon as we get to the hotel, we get another COVID test. Friday morning the next day, another COVID test. Mm. At the arena Friday night, another COVID test. And in the meantime, every time we're taking a test, more people are going into the protocol.
Right.
Players, coaches, announcers, staff. And now everybody's afraid to even walk down the hall. You know, like everybody was nervous about, like I ate in every meal on this trip. And when
probably
I say
smart.
Ate in, I either ordered like grub. This is how paranoid I got. I would order like from DoorDash, and I would have them leave it at the door because I didn't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah, right.
And I think everybody was like that. So I think you just get through this, whatever this is, and then you try and regroup when you get AD back.
Well, when I was in Costa Rica, in order to get back into the country, you have to show a negative COVID test.
There was a time when it got so bad for me. Now, keep in mind what I was dealing with.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting tested left, right, and center. I wondered if they were going to let you back in.
Yeah, you have to show a negative COVID test within 24 hours to get back into the country.
How'd you get a COVID test in Costa Rica?
So you bring one of those little ones, right? The little box of COVID test stuff. And then you go to... you go online and somebody watches you actually take the test and looks for the result on the camera on your laptop. So they're actually monitoring you as you're taking a test. Yeah. Yeah, no, they're serious. Everybody's serious about it now.
So I had to take the tests I took were different every day. Like sometimes I just took a Q test, which is the one you get back in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Where they just do your nostrils. And at least once a day, I had a PCR test where they do a swab of your tonsils and they do your nose. And then look at how many people went into protocol.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the Rams tomorrow, I was just reading our friend Lindsay Theory. The Rams were down 29 players, they've gotten back. They've gotten back Jalen Ramsey, OBJ, but they're still down 23 players. They're going to play that game down 23 players.
Yeah. Well, at least
unless somebody else comes back.
Yeah. At least they got some key people back. I mean, they got Henderson back. They got Ramsey back.
They got OBJ back.
Is Higbee back yet?
No, Higbee's not gone. Von Miller is gone. Rob Havenstein, Jordan Fuller, who's big in that secondary, is gone.
This could be a trap game for them, but hopefully, seeing what everybody else has done, seeing how Arizona has fallen back, the Rams will see what their circumstances are and take advantage of it. They still may have a chance.
Yes.
And this is, think about this. If Green Bay were to stumble.
Remember, they almost stumbled yesterday. Baltimore missed that 2-point conversion.
Now,
otherwise,
they
lose.
They can't finish tied with Green Bay because Green Bay beat the Rams during the regular season and they have the tiebreaker. But if they were somehow, and I know this is a long shot, so don't come at me with, Ireland, you're crazy. I know this is like less than 10%. But if the Rams were somehow able to get the number one seed in the NFC, they would never have to get on a plane, not even a bus, in the postseason. They would have every home playoff game at SoFi, and then if they made it that far, Super Bowl at SoFi. It'd be like Tampa. Tampa last year had to come out as a wild card team, but then they ended up playing the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
But, I mean, even as a Rams fan, let's not shine people on. Green Bay finishes Browns, Vikings, Lions.
Jared Goff went into the health and safety today. He tested positive for COVID. He did us a big favor yesterday.
Yes, he did. Thanks,
Jared.
Things we never thought we'd say. All right, coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason and Ireland, 710 a.m.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
SPM.
Thank you very much, Chris. Okay, so Drew Brees yesterday is a new he's in a new analyst role, but now that he is on NBC, but he was the only one to pick the Saints over the Bucks last night. Brees went to Instagram to post a photo of him choosing the Saints and tagged it with, "You didn't learn the first time? Who dat, baby?" Do you have any issue with Brees openly campaigning for his former team as an analyst, John?
No. Of course not. It's kind of like me when it comes to the Lakers. Brees for what did he get, Mace? About $200 million from the Saints?
Something like that. Some crazy number.
Totally understand it. I have zero issue with
it. Yeah, no. I mean, I don't think he should brag that he's right. I mean, I picked the Rams.
We would never do anything.
John
like
picks
that.
The Lakers every game. I pick the Rams every game. Eli Manning on the Manning cast is always rooting for the Giants.
Yeah. I don't
There's
know.
Nothing
I
just, wrong with that.
No, that's why I'm just asking you. Because
don't you pick the Raiders to win every game?
Yes, of course.
The Raiders
I
do win every game. Yeah, what is your point?
Sure.
You
sure.
Forgot they're 14-0 right now?
14-0. Yeah, no, I mean, I got no issue with that. They gave you a whole bunch of money over the years, and you probably live in New Orleans still. So, yeah, root for the Saints. I'm all for that. That buzzer is very delayed.
Delayed there, yeah.
There was some issues.
My bad.
All right, a man decided to have his proposal put on the big screen yesterday at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. When they cut to where the couple was sitting, it was just the woman sitting there all alone by herself with her hand over her mouth. The guy must have been in the bathroom or the concession line or something. But who is this on? The man for not being there knowing when it was supposed to happen, because you know when that is supposed to go, when it is supposed to happen, or the Dolphins for not noticing that the guy wasn't there in the first place?
Mm. Well, I've seen these things executed from the team standpoint, and they told him when it was coming. And so this dude just dropped the ball. Or maybe
wait a minute, they told him when it was coming and he just didn't show up?
Yeah, they'll say third time out of the first quarter and you're all set.
Well, the guy totally blew it then. If the Dolphins told him exactly when it was going to happen and he missed it, maybe he had cold feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he was like,
what the hell am I doing?
This a little bit.
I can do better than this. I'm out.
Yeah, that is rough.
But you have a camera. The Dolphins have a camera, and it's pointed at the seats already. So you don't see that. Oh, hey, he's not there.
Well, maybe we shouldn't go. Sneak up on her. Maybe he's. I don't know. They didn't know the gag. Obviously, the guy didn't show up for his own wedding proposal. Doesn't bode well for the marriage.
So, yeah, next question. How long does that marriage last?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it doesn't even get off the ground.
Ireland, the whole idea of the public proposal is tricky.
Well, and doing it at a game is risky. Like, my friend Jamie Maggio said that if anyone ever proposed to her at a game, she's out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she hates that idea.
Oh, if she was in love, that would be fine.
No, she thinks it's the most unromantic thing of all time.
If she was in love, she would say yes.
Yeah. I don't think she would.
Come on.
No, I don't think she would.
Oh, you think she would end a relationship over that?
By the way, I think Momo agrees with her.
Momo agrees that she...
In-game proposals, not good.
I think it's kind of romantic.
No,
I'll be honest. I think it's kind of romantic.
I don't think girls think that. That's the problem.
I think it depends on the girl, though. If she loves sports, I think she will be into it.
Maybe I would propose to Juan on the big board at SoFi Stadium.
I think he would kill you.
He would.
Is that the only way you're going to get in? Oh! On the board?
That is the only
That's
way you're going to get on the board.
That's the only way I'm going to get on the big board. I would have to go to those lengths to be, and Juan would kill me.
Yeah.
Juan would kill me.
Yeah. All right, Jorge, your turn.
All right, so what is your Christmas Eve night like at your house? Do you guys have a dinner? How do you guys do it?
No, this is the tradition in our house is we're lazy, so we never wrap all the presents we're supposed to wrap. And then we realize on Christmas Eve that we're way behind. So we turn on Love Actually, which we've watched every Christmas Eve for like 20 years, and we wrap all the presents that we were too lazy to wrap before Christmas Eve. That's it.
That's all. You don't have a special meal?
Now, do you wrap it, or do you put them in bags?
Well, it starts earlier than that. Like, we go to the Manhattan Beach Pier because they have a Christmas carol service there where everybody sings Christmas carols. And then our neighbors, the McMahons, have a party. They're bringing it back. Well, now it might be in jeopardy. I got to talk to them. They canceled it last year because of COVID. Now that COVID's back, do you think they'll do it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So that might be out, and then we'll do the thing where we wrap the presents.
Well, you didn't believe this last year, but we did it. We always do the Feast of the Seven Fishes. My Italian side of the family. No, I'm not making it up. Just Google.
Wasn't that lie of the day?
No, it was not lie of the day.
It wasn't lie.
This year we're having Chiappino, which is kind of a cheat. Right? That's a cheat code, right? Because it's got crab, clam, shrimp, scallops, squid, mussels, fish, and then we're having anchovies, which is one of my favorite foods.
What?
I
Nobody
love
likes anchovies.
Anchovies. I love anchovies.
You and Larry David.
They are
That's
fantastic.
It.
You
fantastic.
Know that when we did the megacast, Mason asked if they had anchovies at Pizza Hut.
Right. I wanted anchovies on my Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That wasn't too much to ask. They sent a damn Hawaiian pizza over,
Ooh, nice.
Which is a travesty.
No, that thing's good.
That was for Jorge. Yeah.
Travesty.
I'm with you, Jorge. Bring it on.
Wait a minute. So Jorge got his request. I didn't get mine.
Yeah, because nobody believes that you like anchovies.
Wait a minute. I love anchovies.
You were going to eat the whole anchovy pizza.
You better believe it. I love anchovies on pizza. I love it. What we do for Christmas Eve is it's anchovies on slices of orange. That's an old Italian trick.
Awful.
No, it's a fantastic stop. It, by the way, Lisa's family probably knows about that. That's a famous Italian thing.
Salty and sweet.
Salty, a little salt, a little acid. Perfect.
Yeah. No, that's not a good
perfect
thing.
Bite is what that is. And yeah, Pizza Hut, I'm sure Pizza Hut does have anchovies. Bergman, you were just lazy about asking for them.
Well, because you weren't going to eat a whole pizza. You weren't going to eat that was going to go to waste.
Jorge,
half of that pizza was going to go to waste.
By the way, Jorge ate a whole pizza that night.
He never stopped.
So, Ireland, when we're doing the MegaCast, Jorge, as it was pointed out on Twitter, never stopped eating during the entire MegaCast.
Probably just had like a pizza.
Slice after slice after slice.
You and Brad Pitt, Jorge, way to go.
Yeah.
All right, so the Sean McVay coaching tree may actually be a real thing. Brandon Staley and the Chargers are 8-6. Zach Taylor and the Bengals are 8-6. And Matt LaFleur and the Packers are 11-3. So the question is, does McVay get credit for these guys like Andy Reid and Belichick get credit for their disciples, even though they were only with him for a short time? Also, do we see OC Kevin O'Connell getting a job next year to get the train moving?
That's my fear, is Kevin O'Connell and Raheem Morris.
I think it's more Raheem Morris. I think Raheem Morris is already a candidate for the Jacksonville job.
But he's not a part of the McVay coaching tree. He already had a head coaching job.
Right.
But yeah, I personally think the McVay coaching tree thing is real. I mean, they know what the secret sauce is, and they've taken it with them. I mean, Zach Taylor, I thought, was going to be a total bust in Cincinnati after a couple of years. He's been fantastic. So you guys are ridiculous.
No, what? They're laughing at me because I said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They were only with Wick.
That's like John Ireland's robot.
I think McVay does get credit for these guys.
That's John Ireland's
They were
robot.
Only with Wick.
That's an excellent robot, by the way. You guys can't do that.
No, we cannot do that. Yeah. By the way, that was related to McVay. That was when we were talking about how McVay is RoboCoach, and you can ask him anything, and he'll have the perfect football answer.
I don't think I'd do that again if I tried.
No, I love being in studio because I've got access to all the different
the
buttons
soundboard.
And stuff. Yeah.
You gotta be me.
Yeah, one more there, Berman?
I'm good, man. How you doing? You're damn right I am. Oh, absolutely. No, not really. Let's get it.
It's a whole McVay interview.
That's more than we got out of him last
RoboCoach.
Bit.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I can go to the next question. Elon Musk posted out of nowhere seemingly yesterday that he is going to pay over $11 billion in taxes this year.
Right.
$11 billion. I don't want to make this a political thing at all. So what do you think of Musk posting how much he is having to pay? Is that forthcoming or kind of a flex?
Doesn't bother me. I mean, I think it points out that, you know, everybody always criticizes big companies for not paying their taxes. The truth is, people with the most money pay an overwhelming majority of the tax.
Well, in fairness, Elon Musk paid zero taxes last year. So this year, he sold a bunch of stock and now has to pay taxes on it.
Right.
So there are too many people paying zero taxes, which exists. You get fancy people accounting. That's what goes on. So, yeah, no, I'm glad he cashed out some stock, some Tesla stock, and he's paying tax on it. And he's kind of showing the world, look, I'll pay my fair share, too. I say good for Elon Musk. Although that guy is, I mean, let's be honest, that guy's kind of out of his mind. I mean, genius, but also just weird as hell.
Right. Well, most guys who are creative like that are weird as hell. I mean, look at your boy Kanye. That guy's spinning off the planet.
Kanye's a genius. You know what? In fairness, you're right. A lot of really genius people are really weird. Thank you.
Oh, stop.
Thank you. Is that it, Berman?
That'll do it.
That'll do it. All right, coming up next for you, Bill Belichick did something I cannot believe. Did you see what he did?
I'm still not convinced it was him. I'm wondering if it was Caliendo doing Belichick.
We'll do that coming up. Plus, the Rams tomorrow at SoFi Stadium versus the Seahawks. And Lakers, man, what a mess we got on our hands. What a friggin' mess we got on our hands. If you want to jump in at any point, 877-710-ESPN, you can tweet the show at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A, Ireland. Also, I'm making a little dough on the side, John. I'll tell you about that coming up, too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.